Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right. Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yo.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy, Wax.
I'm hungover, so like, we're going to keep that real cute right now. So in the middle of this show, I will be eating some food.
What are you talking about? You told me you stopped drinking months ago. What happened?
I did. This is my twin.
Okay.
L'Oreal. L'Oreal. Okay, now it's a little different. She's filling in for me today. Okay, anyway.
Okay. Maybe she's a little nicer. Hope she's a little nicer. Let's see.
Shut the fuck up.
There you go. That's her.
Yeah. Same old shit, just a different day. Anyway, so what's going on with you, Wax?
Man, my spot out here jumping. You know, I got a big party on the 27th and on the 21st. I've been getting a lot of gigs out here. A lot of promoters and stuff start grabbing my spot up and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's really dope. Yeah, I go to
a place. What is it, a club? I'm lost. What do you mean?
No, I got event space. I got Airbnbs. I got a studio, podcast music studio. I got the boat. I got a lounge for, you know, the artists and stuff to come in and rock out and chill. I got a stage for them. So a lot of performers be coming out here on my stage and performing, doing their thing.
Oh, well, that's dope shit. Congratulations. Yeah. Niggas is doing big things.
God bless you. Yes. Yeah, go to my place to go explore SC, man. Go follow the players. Come check out a couple of my spots. They're really dope.
I will say this. Does your podcast studio mic sound like yours?
No, it actually don't. I mean, you see on there a couple of times that, you know, Dirty Harry's not here today. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So when Dirty Harry's not here, this is what you're going to get right now. But Dirty Harry's supposed to be here.
He so for your podcast, who gives a fuck? But for,
no,
for everybody
no,
else is your boy.
See how they do me? See how they do me? Y'all need to be here on time. Let's go.
Yeah, that's fucked up. So, okay. Let's give some people some advice. You know how it goes down. Bully and the Beast podcast, you can always be a part of the show. And we're going to give you that good advice, that hood advice. And there's been a lot of people reaching out in the DMs, a lot of people reaching out in the emails. And where can they reach out to us if they have an issue or problem that they want to hear us weigh in on?
Yes. If you want to go to our DM, hit us up at Bully and the Beast podcast. And if you want to hit us up in a DM, hit us up at the Bully and the Beast podcast at gmail.com. You?
I hope that's right, because like when you start talking, sometimes I tune you out.
I get it. But that's why I'm happy you do that, because, you know, you'll understand what I'll be saying. But it's great because you got to come back and hear it twice.
Yeah, because sometimes when you say things, I'm like, oh, that actually makes sense. But then after a while, I'm like, nah, this don't.
No, it's the opposite. It's the opposite.
Is it that you keep talking?
What the fuck is Wax talking about?
Okay. You're right. So it's like at first I'm not listening to you that well because I know you're saying bullshit. And then at some point the message comes in clear.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what it is. So hopefully y'all got the right stuff because I don't. Angelo, Twerk God, you know, he
I
didn't
know
send me shit.
With this guy today.
He
what
didn't send
mean?
Me anything.
Why, brother?
I don't have no DM, nothing.
Sheesh.
I see you trying to connect to the audio, child. Where's the DM, Angelo?
Sending Well, I got a DM. I'm telling all these men out here, every time you pull your meat out, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost. Every time you pull your meat out. Every time you pull your meat out, it's going to cost you something. You know what I'm saying? And every time you nut, it's going to cost you a lot of money. So that's why I be telling dudes for years, do not nut, bro. If you're going to fuck, don't nut. You get hit, don't nut. That's going to cost you more.
So it's costing you a lot of money all your past sticking dickens.
Don't pull the meat. Every time I pull my meat out, I had to pay. Something. I'm just saying, not like that, but you have to pay something, man. You see what I'm saying? But if you sit there and if you nut, you really got to pay.
Hold on one second.
I suck at the post game. I'm not that good.
They done brought it back in full effect.
Yeah, I suck at it. See what I'm saying? Like, somebody would have said that about me. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know. I'm not that good at that type of shit.
You say you suck it?
No, I'm not that good at it. It makes you talk very proper around certain people.
That's good. You're supposed to.
Nah, why? I mean, everything we say is all about a language. You know what I'm saying? So I guess Wax got his own language. I understand L'Oreal's language.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, a bunch of curses and F-U's and all that shit. I get it.
Only towards you.
That's what I'm saying. It's a language towards me. I get the L'Oreal language. Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to get into email. We got a couple of them, actually, and they're pretty lengthy. Oh. So hold on to your bootstraps. 3 months ago, I went on a business trip, a 3-day trip. On the first night, I went out for drinks with some of my coworkers. While out, a man started flirting with me. Excuse me, that was gross.
You farted?
No, I burped. Anyway. While out, a man started flirting with me and I liked the attention. Now, my husband has always been loving and supportive. He's handsome, in incredible shape, and he constantly compliments me. I don't know why I felt so gratified by this random guy, but I did. After way too many drinks, I went with him to his apartment and we had sex. Immediately afterwards, I realized what I had done and left. What did you say?
Whore.
Okay. I'm not going to disagree with you on this one because she's a married woman, okay?
No, sir. Come on. Respect yourself. Go ahead.
Okay. I cut my part in the work trip short, saying I felt ill and went home. I immediately confessed to my husband. I told him everything. See, that's good. Sometimes that liquor and that partying, that shit gets to your mind. That's why it's not good.
You're right. If somebody will wake up in the morning and be mad as hell, can't even look at them on the bus. Plenty of times, y'all. Come on.
That's happened plenty of times to you?
Come on. You know, I did a nasty with somebody. I had to wake up to see them the next day. And ran out the fucking room or something because soon they got in the shower. Like, plenty of times.
Like, it was something that you realized it was something you didn't even want.
We didn't even want that. Neither one of us really. It was just nasty.
And then you, like, avoid each other. You're like,
why did people do that? It's awkward. Hey, yo, what's up? Keep it passing. You know what I'm saying? People know you don't. Y'all just finished fucking, too.
You can tell. Shame written all over your damn face.
I seen your titties.
Okay. She confessed to her husband. She told him everything. See? Offered to answer all of his questions. He just said he needed to go for a walk. And when he came back, he just asked me if I liked it. I was honest with him. I didn't. It was a fumbly drunk sex with a man that clearly didn't care if I enjoyed it. This guy is nowhere near as good as my husband is. I told him all of this, and he just stood there looking at me and told me he needed to go out for a bit and think, and left again. Now, he's gone for a couple of hours and finally stumbles back through the front door. He's really drunk. Really drunk. He could barely speak, kind of drunk. This has now become a common theme since this has happened. He's gone from drinking maybe 3 times a month at most to drinking every single night. And not just drinking, but getting blacked out drunk and passing out, either in our backyard or even on the couch. He started smoking cigarettes again. He quit 2 years ago. He's been blowing off friends when they invite him out to events. He just goes to work, comes home, drinks, smokes, and passes out. He hasn't gone to the gym since I told him. He used to go 5 times a week. He barely even eats anything. Whenever I try to talk to him, he just responds with short answers or sometimes mumbles. We had our first marriage counseling session today, and he barely even spoke. The counselor tried to get something out of him, but he just did the same. Short answers or mumbles. I've offered everything I can think of to make things right. I've been doing the things he's always done for me. Make coffee for him each morning, tell him he's handsome, offer to do errands for him. He just doesn't seem to care anymore. He just seems like a shell of his former self. This is so fucking bad.
It's fucked up.
I'm really scared I've done something irreparable. I haven't seen him smile this entire time. 2 nights ago, he came back from whatever pub he was drinking at with a bloody nose and a black eye. I was horrified and tried to find out what happened, and he just told me, fuck off.
Really?
He got his ass whooped is what happened. You know what happened. What the hell? You should see the other guy.
Get out of him.
I was horrified and tried to find out what happened. He told me, fuck off. He started telling me I might as well go find that guy I cheated with so I can be happy. I tried telling him I've always been happy with him, but he threw it back in my face asking why I cheated then. I don't have an answer. I spent months racking my brain and can't even think of a single reason why I would do that. He wasn't better looking, nicer, in better shape, more attentive, anything. That conversation when he came back with the bloody nose and a black eye is the longest one we've had since I told him what I did. I don't know what to do. Have I ruined my marriage? Look, they said, I'm asking Wax here. Is there something your cheating partner did that made you feel better? I'm lost. Is there something your cheating partner did? Oh, so that made you feel better. Okay, the person you cheated with is wishing me. I'm lost. I love my husband more than anything. And watching him spiral is killing me. Please, I need advice.
You just got to let him go. There's no type of band-aid you actually could do. Like I always say, a man could crash a car. We could fix it. We could work. We know, y'all know that we did not like this man at all. I mean, this man. Woman at all.
There we go.
Y'all know that we didn't like this woman at all. Like we just smashed her, fucked
her.
Damn,
Max, did you just like really come out again for the 15th time on this podcast?
Yeah, good job.
Okay, and, go ahead.
So when a woman open her legs to somebody, she actually likes them. She got attraction to this man. She's something. You know what I'm saying? Y'all shouldn't have what we have in us, that nasty type of shit with us. You know what I'm saying? The only thing we can think of, when you riding him, how was you? Was you screaming or was you making the same noise you was making with me? Or when he bent you over from the back, was you screaming or that? We can never unsee that type of shit, so we can't rock with it. You said once a good girl's
we
gone,
think the same exact
ever,
thing, Wax.
Yeah, but it's a little different. Like, we the ones doing the hammering. You don't want nobody seeing somebody get hammered. Nobody want to get fucked, men or women. Y'all don't even want to get fucked at the end of the day.
Like, for us to imagine you fucking a woman, like, you, like, that shit feels so terrible. And you think about all that, you be like, damn, like, what the fuck? He ain't like the way we was having sex? Like, you start to question everything. Like you start to question everything about yourself. Especially when you locked in or it's a person that you wasn't cheating on. Because I get the relationships where people are cheating on each other. Then that's just kind of like, it's all fair and love and war when it comes to that. But when it's somebody that you've been faithful to, somebody that you thought you was having like a forever with, and you find out that this motherfucker fucking, you thinking about everything. You like,
on some
damn.
Easy shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you fucked that nigga up, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always say, just to save yourself, always marry a woman that you don't, that you're not in love with. Only marry somebody that you like, you're cool with. You know what I'm saying? Because this whole man, whole life fucked up. He can't even cope. He can't do shit.
It's hard to bounce back from heartbreak.
Giving up.
Yeah, I mean, he gave up.
A man can't take it. A man can't take it. We don't have periods every month. Y'all used to pain. God gave y'all pain all the time so y'all can get used to it.
Nah, we can't take pain it either
like
way.
That monthly.
We're more emotional, supposedly, according to y'all. So obviously that's going to affect us. Y'all, I've been hurt to the point where, like, I really could not bounce back from it either. Like, there's some people that have hurt me in life that, like, it still bothers me to this day. I've never gotten over it. Anytime I speak to them, I'll bring it up. Like, and I don't want to speak to them. Like, it's like it. I think it really just depends on you, on the person. Because I've seen girls get done dirty and they move on. I've seen a guy get done dirty and he moves on. I've seen people been devastated. I think it really just depends on the person and what she... I know she feels terrible. Yo, I promise you, it's fucked up because when you're in the situation, you understand it. But when it happens to you, you can't. And like,
you can't understand it.
No, but if somebody told me, and this was in fact true, like, yo, I was so drunk out of my mind that I didn't even know what I was doing versus I fucked this bitch. I planned it. I knew I was going to fuck this. I met her. We hung out.
Yeah.
Like, those are two totally different things to me. Cheating is cheating. And yes, I'm still fucked up. I'm still pissed. But for you to plot it out, y'all went on a date. Y'all hung out.
When you say that as a man, as a woman, that's peace. But as a man, it's worse for me that seeing that you so irresponsible to where you just a trip up on a dick because you was drinking. Like, that could happen throughout our life. You know what I'm saying? That's not cool. Now, if you plan that whole shit or whatever, men are used to that's what women do. They more sneaky than us. They're playing things out. We expect that type of shit. But if you just over here just see a man and just fuck him that night, and you're supposed to be my prize, that hurt way, way, way more, yo.
Yeah, because she didn't even value herself is what you
think. Nah, you just went out there being a nasty, slutty ass, just whatever. Anybody could have got you that night. Like, what the fuck do I have?
But your shit that's is impaired. Your shit can be impaired, and you said it yourself. When that's why this shit is, that's poison, right? You're putting poison into your body and then you're making decisions. We see people make decisions like you're blasted drunk and they'll still choose to drive, right?
Yes.
Now, who would risk their life or willing to risk their life when they could know that they could get a $40 Uber or this or that? Your mind ain't right. So, and I get what you're saying, but that's why drinking is like a scary thing because you could tell deep down inside, she's low-key a shell of herself now, too. Yes, she didn't just ruin him. She ruined herself. Because...
relationship. Yes, exactly.
She's questioning herself. She don't even know why she did the shit. She don't know what's going on. She don't know how to fix him.
You were so guilty she had to tell her on herself.
See, now, this is now. Let's get to that part.
Yes.
That's the mistake that she made.
I was going to say that, L'Oreal, but I respect it so much. But, yeah... Hey, listen, if you want to tear a house down, just don't blow it up. She blew that bitch up. She could have, you know what I'm saying, took it down
by
side.
Nobody would have found out.
Come on. I hear that. I hate that too, L'Oreal. I hate that too.
But they say that people telling themselves to ease their own guilt.
Respect? Yes. You're right.
Because why would you want to hurt someone like this? And I get that she felt like she took, like, that's hurtful.
I'd rather you left, found out, said something. Like, say something and get up out of there. You start turning him off. You know what I'm saying? Just don't do something like that. You know that because you're going to ruin this man. You ruined that man.
He's ruined.
Men can't come back like women can come back. Y'all can come back.
Saying that. There's plenty of people that they don't bounce back.
No, I hear you. I hear you. And
they lose. They gain weight, lose weight.
Yeah.
Kill themselves.
Yeah. Anybody I ever did that to, I really apologize, yo. Please forgive me. And please forgive me, because I understand what hurt and pain and stuff like that is and stuff like that. So, yes,
after
I will.
After you get hurt, it's almost like you have your guard and you do it to other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I promise you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I promise you, like, I've been in a situation where I tried to help heal a hurt person and they did exactly to me what the person before did to them. The exact same thing.
Yes. Ouch.
So, and do I think it was on purpose? No. Mm-hmm. But that's crazy because I do feel like people self-sabotage as well. Like you're so, you're busy trying so hard not to be something that you end up being it.
Yes.
Right?
That's all you got your mind on, so you end up doing it. That's all you're trying not to do, trying to do this, and next you know you're doing this because you forgot that you wasn't supposed to do it, but now you're thinking about it all the time. That's what you're doing because that's your nature. You know what I'm saying? Find out. That's what I always tell people. You know, don't marry somebody's good side, marry their flaws. You know what I'm saying? Because we only together because I accept your flaws. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to sit there and just continue to be with you and I don't accept your flaws, but I only like the good part about you. No. Let me see the dirt. Tell me about your dirt. You know what I'm saying? Do it up front. Early in that shit and see what time it is.
That's when I know I can't fuck with somebody. If I do something and they make it seem like it's unforgivable, I'm like, this motherfucker ain't in it for the long haul. You going to leave. Because you, like, when you're with somebody, living with somebody, and together that long, you see all sides of them.
Everything.
Parts that they don't like about themselves. Yeah. Exactly. And you still got to love them. And if you don't, you need to get the fuck on now. But that's the thing. Now. People give up so easily, like, relationships and stuff like that. But that's what I'm saying. That's not falling into, that's not the truth. I'm going to leave if you, what makes me leave is if you make somebody else feel like, or I think you're making somebody else feel like they can have something on me, like you'll treat them better than me, something like that. Like all of that is something that I feel like is unforgivable.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. Like if you really love somebody, you put up with a lot of shit. A lot of shit.
Yeah, you start trying to become blind and stuff to the growth now. But are you wrong to check it? And now they're saying, oh, guys, you check it. You're insecure and stuff like that. Like, then if you let it go, she's going to do it even worse next time. And then with somebody else next time. You know what I'm saying? Even worse in a more embarrassing situation. You see what I'm saying? So do you not check it? Now you're insecure. If you do, you're trying to control me and all this other type of shit. Listen, who's the head? Who's the neck? Really, the woman got control, but the man is still at the head at the end of the day. You got to, you know, you don't put a fitted cap on your neck. You know what I'm saying? Dress him up, make him look good at the end of the day. You see what I'm saying? It's like, don't make him go out there looking all crazy because at the end of the day, that's what you're still attached to.
Make a bitch look crazy. I'm sorry.
Either way, if you make her look crazy, that's y'all looking crazy. If she make you look crazy, that's y'all. Y'all watering yourself down at the end of the day. So now what?
That's what I'm saying. Like a nigga be thinking they coming up. They think they coming up off of that. But really, you look just as stupid as you make it.
You
look
stupid as hell. If you over flirting with another girl and get shorty, nigga, you watering down your whole situation. That means your whole house, your whole shit is weak as hell. Look how weak your shit is. You can't even go out with your shorty and doing some clowning and look at the chick. Like she over here flirting with other niggas and giving other niggas all this type of conversation and all this type of shit. You're kind of watering that nigga down. You're showing that nigga can't hold his own. You know what I'm saying? So nobody even want to do business with this nigga or nothing because this nigga weak. You can't even hold your own shit down.
So what do you think? Because she needs help trying to, if it does therapy to me, that she got to go to and figure out what made her cheat. Even though she's not blaming alcohol initially because she said that the compliment made her feel good. You know what I mean? So that was part of it. She got attention from someone else. So you clearly have some things that you're not dealing with. I do say this, clearly he really, really loves this woman because the fact that he's willing to go to therapy and counseling, I mean, speaks volumes.
Sleep back in the bed with her and just kiss her. Whatever. I'm sure he's
No. She said blackout drunk on the couch every night. So he's not going.
Yeah, they ain't fucking, they ain't great shit.
They're not doing none of that. But I would. I mean, since they're in the counseling, one of the main things I would do is give him the option. One, I'm pretty sure she said this, but you have to say, what is it that you want me to do to make you happy? So whether that looks like you, not us, don't put yourself in it because you already fucked up. It would be, what do you need me to do to make you, and not maybe not even happy, but to make you feel like yourself again? Does that mean me leaving and letting you move on with your life? Does that look like me making up for it in whatever kind of way you see that would matter? or whatever? Does that mean me not going out of town anymore? Does that mean like what, you know, what does that look like? But I do think y'all need to get him some kind of help, counseling to for AA meetings.
Yes.
Something like that.
I think he got to go around to the boys, right? And this is going to save him. Go to his boys, his brothers, anybody that he look up to.
He feels stupid right now.
Yeah, that he will feel like that. Will he will feel shame that them guys found out. Let these guys find out and let them know, listen, my shorty cheated on me too before and I took it back. So if you got to put them to a situation like that, all that fucking therapy and all that other type of shit, you got to bring the hood to it. Call his brothers and his uncles and shit like that. Be like, listen, I ain't going to lie. I cheated on this man. That's why he fucked up. He'd be like, shit, I got cheated on before. I'm still with this bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's how my uncle be like that. I talk to him these, you know what I'm saying? I got him. Let me try to repair this. Because once these guys do it all and you feel not the shame no more that these men understand because they got cheated on too and they took their lady back because you got to work on something. Evidently, he really loved her, like you said. So he got to do everything that she got to do everything she can. And I think that's the best thing. Find the dudes that where he feel like if this is fine, they're going to be shamed. That he'll be shamed. Other than that, you fucked up. But find
he does need a community. He needs a community. He needs a village. Him avoiding his friends and like you said, it is because he's shamed. She should be the one that's ashamed. It should be her that should be ashamed, not you.
No, he feel fooled. He feel fooled. And I feel like, you know, any girl that get me, especially if get on my knees and get mad, they fooled me. You see what I'm saying? Like
you don't believe in people making mistakes?
Yes, mistakes my ass. You know what I'm saying? Go run in front of a Mack truck. Make a mistake.
I think a big part of the reason when people cheat is that they don't take the accountability and they're not honest. Like
that's why they need to go run in front of the trainer. If you keep making mistakes like that, falling on the meat and falling in some pussy is running in front of a fucking train.
But this is one time.
Huh?
This is a one-time mistake. They had a perfect marriage before this.
Yeah, the only thing you need to do is run in front of a Mack truck one time too.
So there's nothing she can do. Because she's asking us for advice and it doesn't seem like you're giving her any.
No, I gave her some great advice. Go ahead and try to get the men, you know what I'm saying, that he feel like he looked up to or whatever, that would tell him horror stories with their lady too. Because everybody
gonna be like, lead that bitch.
Nobody got nothing perfect. Huh? I mean, and then that's probably what he did. So he might tell him like, listen, I left my bitch and I regret shit every single day. You know what I'm saying? You know, I would take that shit. I know she's a good girl at the end of the day. We could work on it. Or he might be like, listen, you see she in there cooking right now? She been paying for that shit for the last 20 years. You did that shit. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah. So you gotta talk to Drunk Oak first. Because Drunk Oak gonna tell everybody else. They gonna start coming to him like, yo, I heard what Lisa did, nigga. It's all good. My shorty, she sucked a nigga dick behind the fucking bleachers. I found out about that shit. Yeah. Some niggas, your girls out here be doing their thing at the end of the day. So you gotta pick the poison. Which one would you want? You want your girl that sleep with a nigga one a year, one every 3 years, one every month, one every week? They got some bitches out here fucking the other niggas every day. Why you go to work?
Why the fuck did she tell this nigga?
Because she's a great woman. She's a stand-up woman. I respect that. At least she seen it tore down. She ain't just leave. She about to try to help this nigga repair it. And I think Unk and I think the men he look up to, I think that's the best thing to do. Let them know, you know, let them all sit around and talk about their war stories.
I think she should have kept that shit to herself.
Yeah, me too. But now she fucked up, so now I got to help her repair it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all all talk about your war stories. He be like, damn, he caught her and he was there. They was in his house and he walked in on them. And he's still with her. It wasn't that bad. So once he starts seeing things that's worse than his, he's gonna start softening back up. And y'all start talking and start working on that way.
This nigga told her to go find the nigga.
Yeah, he gonna say all that shit. You tapped in his emotions.
Yeah.
Yo, when you in a relationship, man, you open your heart up, man. That shit is dangerous. It's like riding a bicycle 100 miles per hour. That shit dangerous as hell. You hit a rock, you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta slow down. Try to slow down a little bit. If y'all still speeding, everything, all y'all still in love, la la la, all that shit. Yeah, you better watch yourself. Both of y'all need to respect each other's heart because y'all shit is wide open.
Hey, yo. Slow down. Pause. Okay.
Early.
Let's move on.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right. Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
We got another email. Now, Wax, if they want to reach out in the DM or in the email, how do they do so?
Holler us at the DM at the Bully and the Beast podcast.
No doubt.
At Bully and the Beast podcast. Mm-hmm. And if you want to holler us up at the email, hit us up at the Bully and the Beast podcast at gmail.com. You, that's definitely it.
Okay. So, hey, Bully and the Beast. If this post seems a little messy, it's because I'm typing this out quick. So my son, 15, just came out yesterday as gay to my husband. And my husband kicked him out while I was at work. I got a panic phone call from my baby telling me everything. And let me tell y'all, I was pissed.
Yes.
I left work early, drove over to my house where I saw my baby boy sitting on the curb with his clothes and shit. All across the damn lawn. And I'm screaming as if now soon to be ex-husband who is not the man I thought I married. Damn.
Stop it.
I gave that bastard a piece of my mind and told him if he can't be a man and support his son, then he could kiss my ass and find someone else to pay his bills.
Yes, you're right.
He letting her take care of him. Who's the role? Gender roles revealing there?
That's why the nigga gay, because she letting his wife take care of him.
Shut up.
Did I say that out loud? Go.
Cancel him, culture. Anyway. I gave that bastard a piece of my mind and told him that if he can't be a man and support his son, then he could kiss my ass and find someone else to pay his bills. I shoved my boy's stuff in the back of my truck and went to a hotel. That's where I'm at right now because my parents can't pick us up until Monday. So we can stay with them. I don't know much about this whole gay thing. So what can I do to make my kid feel accepted? That's hilarious. I don't know about this whole gay thing. What can I do to? First of all, what a fucking bitch ass nigga the father is. You going to throw his clothes across the lawn like a hoe?
It's emotional. It's just emotional. You know how many dudes that I know that follow their girl, their daughter's having sex and go crazy too?
But you throw his clothes across the lawn is crazy.
You don't know what people punch walls. Dudes, fathers go get blackout drunk. They just to find out that their daughter is having sex at all, they go crazy. To find out your son is even getting plugged is crazy because that's the worst thing he want to know. If a father find out his son is gay, you know what he want to know? All right, so are you fucking this nigga or are you getting fucked? Come on, that's a fucking out of control.
Anything. You could do both. There's no right way to be gay. Like, what the hell? What if he's not even having sex with a man? Like, he just attracted to him.
I hear you. I hear that 1,000%. But the last thing his father want to know because having sex with a man, period, he don't like it at all. You see what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you like right away in your mind, is my son getting smashed, fam? What the fuck are you doing? Nobody want to get fucked. Woman or men want to get fucked. Yo, all women right now, whoever listening to this, bitch, your boyfriend getting fucked right now. How crazy is that?
Who would want their mate to get fucked by anybody, let alone, it doesn't matter if it's a man or woman. We just sat here talking about how much it would hurt if somebody cheated or did whatever. But as far as your child, let me tell you something. It's hard out here in this world. It's hard enough just to be you.
Yes.
And obviously we see that because all he's trying to be is himself. And even his father is not accepting him. That's terrible.
At first. That's what I was saying with the daughters. His father is not going to accept his daughter having sex.
But then he should have left the fucking house. You a grown ass man. Control your goddamn emotion.
Yes, you're right, L'Oreal. You don't know how they do it. You cannot. The fathers that I know, they all went crazy all different ways. Car accidents, went blackout drunk, split for the screen.
I do not play. First of all, I don't play public embarrassment. And for you to think that it's okay to take you a grown ass man, the clothes that I bought my damn child, because you seem like you're a fucking bum and don't have no goddamn money if she says she's paying all the bills. You gonna throw the clothes that I bought for my son on the yard and embarrass him and kick him out the house while I pull up, he's crying? No. Get the fuck out of my house. She's really crazy for allowing this man to stay in that house and she leave. Like, nigga, I would have burned it. Now I get why Left Eye did the shit. You heard me? Like,
Left Eye Kid was gay?
No, nigga. I'm talking about she blew up the fucking house, nigga. She set the house on fire.
She did. She burnt the
gas. Now I see why 50 Cent supposedly, allegedly, set his baby mama house on fire. Like, you stop playing with me. And like, it's crazy because the LaToya Luckett, I heard her say the other day on a podcast that moving forward, when it comes to any relationship she has, she's going to put the man before the kids because that's the order in the Bible. So she's not going to put her kids before. Mm-hmm. But you have my son or my child out on the curb crying with their stuff on the... Oh, we going to see the order.
That's different. And listen, I feel like what she's saying is true, but he got to earn that. You know what I'm saying? He got to earn that spot to where they're so one to where the kid is looking like them as one. You see what I'm saying? And so now they could be able to take care of the kid. The kids will have the respect of them both. So I do believe in order, you know what I'm saying? But that man has to respect that place. You got to respect that number one place. Other than that, you got to do what you got to do. A lot of dudes don't earn that spot at all. And that goes for both ways.
I will fuck this nigga up thinking that he could do this shit to my child.
He's out of place. That nigga stay out of place. That nigga almost out the door. You know what I'm saying? He's not even in that place.
They got out of there. Okay, so look. To be supportive, I mean, you're doing it. Right. I don't see how she's literally left to show him, like, listen, I support you being you. And I do think leaving the home is ridiculous. That man should leave that home. If he has a fucking problem, then he needs to go away. It's not them. Why you uprooting the child, you stupid piece of shit?
I hate this nigga. I hear you, but you don't know. It's a shock to everybody, Lori. It's a shock. You can't tell somebody how to react off their shock.
There's no fucking way you didn't have any inkling of a fact or any inkling of a thought that your son wasn't.
Bro, you ain't hear no. Come on, fam. Somebody said something. He had thong standards on his something, family.
This motherfucker that's not gay that I be feeling like. He got a little.
You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I mean? In his walk. Something like that. You get what I'm saying? Like, but that go to show how much you don't even pay attention to your child.
Yes, there you go.
But then you want to have the nerve to react and kick people. Get the fuck out my house. This is our house.
That's it.
That's how I look at it. She's doing exactly.
I'm trying to see reaction really. Could have been, like you said, he had to have something. So that should have been like, you know, when it finally touched you, it's not really that hot because it's been warm all the time. You know what I mean? I get initial action of, oh my gosh, like, you thought your daughter was a virgin, then she come up pregnant. That's what the fuck
you because she didn't, you know what we didn't hear her say? That she shocked.
Dude.
She didn't say she shocked.
Yes, she been new. He been telling mommy. That's why when mommy's at work, him and mommy, him and mommy was in the room at night. It was like, okay, mom, but tell dad. She's like, all right. I'm with you talking to him by himself.
I don't think I don't think he told her. I don't think he told her because I think he would have thought she would talk to him. I think he told the father first because that was going to be the hardest person to accept. And he it's the reason why he told him when she wasn't there. Because why didn't he sit them down together? Ouch. He knew his mother knew.
Yeah.
That's her child. She knew.
Yeah, his mama knows. Mama knows the little twitches. Mama bed court you with her bras and shit. Why mama bras is missing? Why mama panties is always in your fucking in your room?
Stupid. That's not always.
That's a problem.
Stop. Anyway, so whatever she's doing right now, I feel like is being supportive. Don't throw. And I get what you're saying, Wax, about the shock. I don't know. Like, I would have a conversation with my husband and be like, listen, this is our child and we need to support him. Regardless of anything, he's going to have to be in his life, whether it's y'all are together or you're not going to be together. So you should definitely have that conversation. And then you have the conversation with your son. Like, what, you know, don't ask us, ask him. What can I be doing to support you more? What, you know, it's hard out here. And you might look at TV and you see the glorified gay.
Yes. It's not support something that shit don't accept, you know.
Yep, your shit breaking up.
Hear me?
It's glitchy.
What about now?
So yeah, she definitely should ask the son, like, what can I do to make you feel more supported? And, you know, like I was saying, it's tough out here. It's just a tough life. And I know they glorify sometimes like, oh, yeah, on TV, it's always like the token gay guy. And but no, like being a gay black man, being a black man alone is not easy. And being a gay black man, especially in certain neighborhoods, is can be scary. You know what I mean? Some people don't accept it. And a lot of people may not accept your son. And it sucks that your husband was the first person to kick that off and show him that, you know, but it's not always easy and it might not be easy for him. Hopefully, you know, God willing it is, but, and he does
I think
have
it's a little easier for him. I think it's a little easier for him. You know what I mean? I think they guys really fight against it with their self. After they accept it for themselves and they're able to come out, it's so much easier than just a black man out here. You know what I'm saying? They get a job before me. They be more accepting in more places than I will be. You know what I'm saying? Because
what if they wanted to work in the rap industry? And then you have people that are like, people are still so judgy.
That's one industry.
But
that's
maybe
like,
that's the industry he wants to work in. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't say it's easier.
L'Oreal, there's so many more inside the fashion world.
That's one world.
No, that's one world.
Football,
like, so
basketball,
big.
Construction,
what you
army.
Mean? All them gay guys? All them gay guys?
The army just started saying that it was okay for people to be. We're a couple years removed from that. Like, you have to remember, yo, you're saying that again because of the glorified gay side that you're seeing. But I have a lot of gay male friends, and that it's not easy for them all the time.
It's easier for me. I believe that's more easier for them than me.
That's your opinion. Guaranteed. I don't believe. I think it, you know, everybody has their struggles and what they have to deal with.
Yes.
We just seen something the other day where a gay man said something to a straight man and they were throwing stuff at him and trying to beat him up walking down the street just for being himself. I was in the mall the other day and this has nothing to do with work. Let me finish. This was at the mall and this man never said nothing to him. I'm in Atlanta in Lenox Mall and a man is walking and then somebody is walking towards another black man and he goes F and F word, says this and looks at me. He goes, his gay ass. Like, that man didn't even say nothing to him.
He's in Atlanta. That's his. If he having a problem with gay people in Atlanta, that's his fault. You see what I'm saying?
This is what I'm saying to you. You're sitting there like, it's so easy for gay. How the fuck do you know?
No. It's not easy. Oh, it's not easy for none of us. But I'm saying with my life experience, I'm sure I'm going to get you punk ass nigga, you this and all this type of shit. Niggas going not going to like me just because I walk past.
A white man is not going to walk past you and say that.
It's easier for them in life as it is for me. As my life
is not true. That sounds ridiculous.
They get a job before me. I'm just telling you.
That's not true. Lil Nas X is just trying to be himself, and Boosie has something to say about him every day.
That's cool. That's not cool.
What are you talking about? Say it.
But we all got to have people say things about us every single day. I'm sure.
Yeah, but just for his sexuality, nobody's bashing you for liking women.
You don't know. For like probably liking too many women, or I get bashed for being a whore for years. There's so many things that we got bashed for. He probably don't even care people calling him that. People be like, yo, wax, you black motherfucker. I am a black motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? Somebody like you, motherfucker. He probably don't care.
He calls him the F word, and then, no, it was very aggressive and it was disgusting. Anyway,
if that's who he is, once you accept yourself, they don't matter. It don't matter to them no more. I'm saying ridiculous. I say all that to say this. I believe after they get it with themselves, I think after they get to have that fight with themselves and accept it, I think it's a little bit easier for them. Only the ones who are in the closet and who still see back. I think they're the ones who got the problems.
Okay, right, so now, we'll listen to Wax because he was a black gay male before.
Here.
What?
It's a lot of gay people all around, so it's not like to where it's like really shunned upon like it was back in the day. It's like...
There's still countries that it's illegal to be gay in. What are you talking about?
Respect, I get it.
You'll get stoned to death. So what's easy about that?
Well, I would love to know where they at. I would love to know where they at.
What country?
I would love to know where they live at.
There's many countries, Saudi Arabia, Dubai.
No. Where they live at? Where they live at? Where they live at? The people on there.
We can live wherever we want, but I'm saying there's no country that you're going to get stoned for being a black male.
All right, that's cool. But at the end of the day, is what I'm saying. You're not listening to me. I want to know where they live and how accepted it is where they at. Right now, if that man live in Atlanta and he acting like this, I'm trying to see where he live at.
Something happened in Atlanta when the people were throwing stuff. All right,
so a man who ain't worried about gay people in Atlanta, he has the problem.
The people that were throwing stuff at the gay male was in D.C., where there's a large gay community. People are not very accepting. They always have things to say when it comes to gay people or gay males or anything. That's why there's a whole thing, LGBTQ, why they stand up for each other. People are tormented just because they are gay. People are kicked out of churches, all kind of stuff. What are you talking about? Black, I don't know what world you live in, but child.
The world I live in is what I'm trying to tell. I'm telling you through my life experience how a black man, me, is being treated out here in this world. That's what I'm saying.
And he's a black male too, but I'm gay to it.
And I get it. Just because he's more of not so masculine, they let him in the door before they let me in the door.
Why do you think he's not masculine just because he's gay?
It's not saying that he's not masculine.
You just said that.
If he's looking at a gay man, if they see me and they see a gay man, they're going to let that gay man in the door before me.
You don't know what that's he looks like. He can look my life experience,
regardless of whatever, my life experience, they knowing that this man is gay will let him in the door before me. My life experience. I'm telling you what my life experience is.
Knowing that somebody's gay, what does that even fucking mean? The nigga can look just like you. You can be gay, Wax. You know that?
No, I don't know that.
Anyway, support your child, love your children, whatever they, you know, come out as long as it's not a murderer and a child molester, he's not hurting anybody. Let's move on. If you want to reach out to us, slide in a DM, slide in an email, the DM, Bully and Abuse Podcast, @ Bully and Abuse Podcast. The email is?
@ Bully and Abuse Podcast.
No, it's not that's not the email.
is the Bully and the Beast Podcast at gmail.com.
The email is the Bully and the Beast Podcast @gmail.com.
And
we will help y'all motherfuckers out. Now let's move on to Word on the Street.
What we got?
Kevin Gates is disgusting. So we've seen him do a lot of things. He did a podcast where he spoke about drinking his significant other's piss. He said, you know, I know she drink a lot of water, so she healthy like me, and that's cool. I wouldn't mind to drink it. And I'm like, that's nasty. Now, a woman is on stage. He brought her on stage, put her in a chair, and Hawk spit in her mouth about 2 times. And he's going to find out this woman is pregnant, not by him or his spit, but by a whole other man. And there were people in the audience that was gagged. I mean, like, you know, like, doing all those noises. But they stayed and watched the remainder of the show. Do you do the spitting in the mouth thing?
You know, when you're in the moment, you do a lot of nasty things the partners say, you know what I'm saying? Do that, spit on me, pee on me. And, you know, but a lot of people understand that's a lot of sex talk. You know what I'm saying? People really don't want you to do this, actually do this type of things, like spit on me and pee on me. They don't really want you to do it. It's just sex talk. All that, I love you so much. Why are you in the pussy? All that type of shit. You better, like, have the fear that enjoy the moment. You see what I'm saying? So I kind of, you know, partake in some dumb shit, like the spitting and shit like that. And they'd be like, what the fuck after? Like, what the fuck did I just do? Or just let somebody spit on me. What the fuck did I say? So, yeah.
I think like spitting in the private areas is one thing. I don't know why I don't think that's as bad as spitting in the mouth. Spitting in the mouth from a stranger at that. Yes. Like spitting in the mouth is nasty, period. But like and the hot spit part, like the...
When last time he had COVID?
Probably that day.
That's what I'm saying. Like the cold, you know what I'm saying? People still got phlegm. What type of spit was it? Was it like the white bubbly or was it like with the yellow phlegm in it?
Yeah. It makes me gag just to think about it.
Yeah.
Like, it, but
we all got different spits. You know what I'm saying? Different times and different weather. And look at the weather about to change. Weather changing. He definitely got that little cold spit.
It's certain people that, like, I wouldn't even want to touch me, like, my hand, let alone, like, them spitting. Like, and then you got to think about, like,
yes,
like I get it, like, kissing is, like, they literally say it's swapping spit.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Not for me.
Yeah. I let a girl pee on my leg before I let her spit on me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Like, my ex was begging me to pee on him, but I have, like, stage fright.
Yeah.
I cannot pee.
It takes forever. Yeah.
Tried too. I was just like, I can't do it.
You got to do it in the shower. The shower helps out. The shower helps
out.
No,
I tried. I tried everything. He tried so many different ways to try to get me to. I just can't pee in front of people. Like if a nigga is in a bathroom and like, I would never go in there and like try to pee real quick. Like, ugh, get out. Like I got, the door got to be closed. Like I can't even hear somebody. Like, if I hear you close by the door, then my pee don't come out. Like, or if I'm, like, rushing. I had to pee so bad on a plane. I had drunk mad wine. And I was, like, we was about to land. So I knew I didn't really have no time. So I was, like, trying to hurry up and pee. But the fucking stupid-ass flight attendant was on the outside of the door. And she just kept talking. Yo, I had to pee so bad, my pee would not come out. I had to go back to my seat, mad as hell, having to pee, and then run off the plane when it landed. I couldn't come out. I went back to my seat.
Yeah. It's like that. I was trying to pee on a girl. It was like being nasty, you know what I'm saying? She wanted me to pee and shit. And I couldn't do it.
In the bed or in the shower?
I had to pee too. No, we had to go to the shower. So
I was about to say the bed is crazy.
Nah, the bed is wild. But, but it's not the shower. You got to let the cold water hit your toes and your feet and shit like that. Men got feet, women got toes. So you got to let the water hit your feet, and then you can go.
Does it like count if somebody pees on you in the shower, like a guy?
Yeah, it's just the act of doing it.
That don't count, really. I don't think.
Yeah, it's the act of doing it. That's all. Just say you did it, because nobody really want to get peed on the bed. You got to clean that shit up after. You know what I'm saying? It's consequences for everything.
Maybe
that's like jerking off and then you can put it on your clothes. Like, fuck.
I'm sorry, but peeing on, what is the attraction? Like, that's nasty.
You never did before. Doing something you never did before. It's stupid. Like all that shit is stupid.
It's not sexy. Doesn't turn me on. You know what turns me on? Fucking. No. You got to know what you do. If you doing all that spitting and shit, it's probably because your dick is trash.
Your stroke game is whizzy.
Yeah, because if the dick is good, you ain't got to do all that peeing and spitting.
Yeah. That's why I be peeing and spitting and doing all that shit. You hear me? I got a hairy story.
You trash. I heard about you. Let's talk about Black excellence. Some people that aren't trash. Big shout out to Big Lotto. She donated a big check. $35,000 to her old high school. And she was going, she went and hung out with the cheerleading team, and she gave the check during one of the games. So Lovejoy High School, they got a good homecoming present from Big Lotto. So
my follow-up real quick. I didn't know if you've seen the pictures, two pictures before I sent about Will Smith and Chris Rock and Jada Pinkett, if you wanted to talk about that.
You know what? We're going to talk about it briefly here. Black excellence. Jada Pinkett Smith, man. She's coming out with a book. The name of the book is Worthy, October 17th. And she is spilling all her own tea, child. She's saying that her and Will Smith have been separated for the past 7 years. This is nothing new, though.
No way.
August Alsina told us this years ago. If people didn't want to listen, I mean, he didn't lie about fucking her. Yeah, well, either way. Now, she's saying that there were rumors. Remember a long time ago, there was rumors that Will and Jada was having issues. Well, apparently during those issues, Chris Rock reached out to Jada Pinkett and she was like, listen, I'm trying to take you on a date. And she's like, a date? Yes. I'm married to Will. And he like, nah, y'all, I thought you were getting a divorce. I seen the shit in the tabloids and shit. And she's like, no. So she went and told Will.
That's what the smack was about.
Is giving, now that makes more sense, huh?
That makes a lot of sense. This makes a lot of sense.
But does it make sense that he said,
if that's my baby mama.
Does it make sense that he said, keep my wife's name out your motherfucking mouth?
Out your mouth. Yes. We ain't understand it, but now it makes all the sense in the world. But still, y'all dudes fall back. My baby mama is still like somebody I got to take care of, somebody I got to deal with and stuff like that. Stay out the way. My other girls out here. Go smash them.
Yeah, but
I got to beat you up for my son because my son don't like that shit.
You said what?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, my son don't want you fucking her. You know what I'm saying? So until he take over and shit like that, you know, I got to beat you up.
And that's why, like, you know what? It makes a ton more sense when she went on a Red Table Talk and was basically like not condemning Chris Rock's jokes. And she spoke out about that too. She's like, listen, he's a fucking comedian. He's going to joke. Jeez. Like, that didn't even bother me. Like, that's even why she was laughing. Remember, people were like, why is she laughing? Because he's a fucking comedian telling a joke. She's like, don't get me wrong. I've had my feelings hurt over jokes and stuff like that. But I get what a comedian is and what he does. She's like, the real issue is that this nigga asked me on a fucking date to IHOP and motherfucking Will Smith was a little. But my thing is this. There's been rumors about Will Smith dealing with his co-stars, like Margot Robbie from Focus, the white girl that he was in the movie Focus with. People were saying that he was dating her. So how come that wasn't backlash when he was supposedly married to Jada? He been messing with white women.
Yeah, I mean, people expect that, though. You know what I'm saying? A man that crashed a car, a woman that total lost it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what men could do, women can't do. Men have to pay the bills. Women don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Have to. Not saying they don't do it. Of course, women pay the bills. Women do a lot of great things. But women don't have to pay the bills. Women don't have to do this. That's why if they do something, they get taken care of, and you cheat. Like, damn, family. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, she said she didn't even wanted to marry him, Wax. This was like an episode. He was sitting there. This was an episode of Red Table Talk. Ouch. And she said she was crying the whole day of the wedding, that she cried down the aisle, that she never wanted to get married. It was only because she was pregnant, and they were actors and in the limelight, and it was going to look good, basically, is what everybody kept telling her. And she knew with Will that she didn't want to marry him. And Will was like, I've always wanted marriage, da, da, da. But people are saying that Will Smith took advantage of the fact that the black family was going to earn him more money, make him look better in a better light. But really on the side, he's dating a bunch of white women and doing whatever he wants. So even though Jada Pinkett is getting the backlash for all of this, she does make it worse by coming out now and saying Tupac is her soulmate. They never did anything romantically. She just called him her soulmate. And Lord, imagine you're still married to Will.
Jesus, Lord.
That's crazy.
Will, you got to take care of somebody who's not your soulmate. See how hurtful that is? That sucks.
Take care of.
Yeah, you gotta take care of her regardless.
She's a prisoner.
How she, because on her own though, she accepted, she said yes. And me, you know,
I'm a prisoner with my vehicle. She said it in front of him and he was laughing.
But you know, those men after they sold me that fucking car that I sold my, that I this fucking car.
This is not, you know what I'm saying? You gotta watch what you sign down. Your life, kids. That, children,
it could
family.
Be the rest of your life. That shit fucked me up. That repo still on my shit.
That's 7 years. It'll be gone. That bitch have been separated for 7 years and she's still stuck to this motherfucker. This bitch ain't even want that nigga to get smacked. She probably mad as hell. She did want to go on a date with him. And that's why this motherfucker lost his fucking mind. All right. Now, let's get into Wax's ABC. Wax's ABC. Now, you know how it goes down. We give Wax a word. He defines it, tells us what it is. He uses it in a sentence. And today, that word will be brought to you live from Twerk God.
We got.
All right, I gotta type it down real quick. Hold on.
Wax, you need some.
What's up?
Vaselina on your lips.
Oh man,
on your lips. That's bad. Great, nigga.
Yeah.
Now the word is.
Oh shit.
G-A-L-L-I.
Jesus. G-A-L-L-I-F-O-R-M-E.
We can't
speak. Hold on, I gotta tell you. I'll let you know. Keep going back. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. All right.
Here we go. There. Don't move.
Ah, shit. Okay.
Don't move, nigga.
Don't move.
G-A-L-L-I-F-O-R-M-E.
That is golly for me. Golly for me is this girl named Golly. She sounded like she was, you know what I'm saying? So they named just like you know, just for me, like you losing weight and shit like that.
No, that's just for me. Shit.
Oh, just for me is a perm. Okay,
like perm and well, hair product.
All right, she had a bad hair. And she is fat, because Golly definitely is fat. Golly for me is like she's trying to, you know, lose weight. And she, you know, put this this formula out there. And it's called Golly for me. So that's like a good weight loss formula from a fat girl.
Okay.
All right. So I went to GNC and I was trying to find something so I could lose weight because I'm out here in the country eating all this fat stuff. And I seen this thing called Golly for me. And I asked the people like, yo, what's this? And it was like, oh, this girl, she lost a lot of weight. She used to be fat. So it's called Golly for me.
I thought you was going to say girl for me. Like, you know.
No.
Girl is for me.
A girl for me.
No girl. No girl for you at all, Wax. Okay. Are we done?
No, the word means... It's another word, another term for chickens, turkeys, and quails, galliform.
How come you don't know that? You had chickens, you fucking weirdo.
I don't know their names. I don't even know the chicken names. I didn't even know the chicken's name I dealt with my whole life.
I didn't know the chicken's names.
All right.
Okay, we're going to get out of here. Happy anniversary, Twerk.
Well, thank you, guys.
Happy anniversary, Twerk.
How many years has it been?
8 years.
So Twerk is celebrating his anniversary with his boo-boo. Mm-hmm. Jason,
congratulations. You know you're legally married, right?
I know. I can feel it.
You're legally married.
10 years. 10 years. Legally married.
2 more years.
Wow.
The alimony is amazing.
I'm so happy he's breaking up.
I think he said something about alimony. Yay, we can't hear Wax anymore. We're gonna get out of here. Bully and Abuse Podcast. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
tell a friend.
Oh, God.
Twerk, you say it.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
That's right. No, you don't say it. You next week. Bye.
Later, guys. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Have fun tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Make
thank
a baby.
Have a baby. Have a baby.
Bye.
Bye.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right. Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever.
I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.